I'm at the big stand here. So I wrote down some thoughts, but I hope it comes out right. So God sends us help when we're in need, and when we need him the most, he shows up in a big way. So the failings of man are endless, but his grace and mercy are deeper and deep enough. I'll go through a few examples that I picked out. When Laban tries to cheat Jacob by fixing the breeding of the goats and the sheep, God provided sticks to allow striped speckled and spotted animals to be bred. He came to his rescue. Joseph is sent to Egypt as a slave and rises to a governor of the land, providing for the needs of his family and all Egypt in the famine. So God rose to his need. In Meribah, the people grumbled against Moses because they had no water, but he produced water in Rephidim using the staff of Moses. So sinful man is complaining, and God still met their need. When the people sinned in worshiping a golden calf and Moses in anger broke the first set of tablets with the Ten Commandments, God wrote again the law on two other tablets. So when the people spoke against God, he sent fiery serpents to bite the people, and many died. And he commanded Moses to make a bronze serpent so that any who were bitten and looked upon the serpent would live. God saved them who looked upon the serpent. When Moses had forbidden to enter the promised land, God provided a new leader in Joshua, a new righteous leader for the people. When the Philistines and Sidonians, Hivites, Amorites, Perizzites, Jebusites were sent repeatedly to test and plunder them, God raised up judges to save them and show them the way of righteousness. Although we don't always listen to what he says and what he wrote down for us. And when the Lord left Samson, the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and bound him with shackles in Gaza. And God provided a last opportunity to have victory over them for Samson. He was able to do these things to preserve his people in their time of rebellion and sin. Of course, many more instances in the Old Testament. He is not limited, old and new, obviously. He is not limited in his scope, grace, or in his ability. He is willing to save when we were not able to love enough, and give when we would not, and do what we could not. So we can expect great, wonderful, and amazing things from him.